15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio, which is serving Philadelphia, southeastern Pennsylvania, also the state of New Jersey and northern Delaware. And as always, I ask that you go to your telephone and invite your family members and friends to tune in. If they're on the internet, they can go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. and click on the Listen Live link. And as you know, you can listen to any of our broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Well, today, joining our show as we prepare for this celebration, the 237th anniversary of America's independence, we're going to be joined by Rich Loges, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and a very respected panelist on our broadcast. We're also going to have Mark Andel, the founder of Made in America Store, and he's going to be giving us an update of what he's doing there at his place. And I have Larkin Connolly, and I want to also compliment Larkin during the show today and just talk about the great presentation that I attended at SCORE, and where all of the people from the various areas gathered and enjoyed themselves. Also with us today around 20 of 12, we're going to have Jude Watkins, who is the founder of AmeriLoop, and we'll have an opportunity to get an update from him as well. Well, as we review the 237th anniversary of America's independence, we look back at 1773, when the new colonists disliked foreign rule and foreign taxation. That was in December of 1773, and a group of colonists with whiskey-soaked torches went aboard three British ships in the harbor there at Boston Harbor and threw hundreds of chests of tea into the Boston Harbor to protest the tax that England placed on the tea being imported here to America. I'm saying imported because it was. But of course, all those years, the American people, and leading up to the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776, here in good old Philadelphia, Americans were really united for independence from foreign rule and rising taxes. Why did so much change over the years? I'm going to ask that first question of Rich Loges.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael, and to all the listeners, guys, good morning. Happy holidays. 4th of July. You know, yesterday, July 2nd, that's the actual historic date of the legal separation of the 13 colonies. I heard also, Michael, aside from the whiskey-soaked torches in Boston, that they used some Sam Adams beer as well. So, you know, still the finest American beer, in my opinion. Today, we don't have to use our ism, go and use whiskey-soaked torches and storm the streets. We have, in my opinion, much more efficient ways today to get points across to elected officials. You want to get a point across to an elected official? Well, if we have millions of people who go and flood their email inbox, we're going to crash their server. You want to get the attention of a congressman or woman? Go crash their email. We have so many means by which today, with technology, to go and make our voices heard. And I think, Michael, the changes that we see and we've seen over the last several decades, I remind people all the time in conversation, the challenges that we face now and going forward did not happen overnight. There have been items made overseas, labor gone overseas for many, many decades. Challenge for elected officials is that there needs to be a discovery of a way to devote the necessary time to see to it that America can compete in the global market.
Exactly.
We're still the number one economy. I mean, I said we're still the number one economy.
And 90% of our people are still employed. However, that 10% has really hurt our economy and our families and our communities, and we're really having to do something about it. Just as Americans fought for independence 237 years ago, we have to find ourselves in need to fight for too many taxes, too many regulations that are hurting America's businesses and jobs, killing all the job skills, and we have to support one another, and we're doing it through this broadcast. And I must say, I want to thank Lark and Rich, Mark, and everyone else who joins us, because we're getting more people talking about this everywhere I go. People are saying, I like what you have to say. Keep doing what you're doing. I put my commentaries up on many radio broadcasts, and people are enlightened. They're inspired by it. And just as 237 years ago, people sat down and said, we're signing this declaration. We're getting rid of all foreign bull. Well, we're not trying to get rid of all foreign bull. We want to get rid of 50% of our obligations overseas that are unnecessary, and get 50% more of everything that's made outside the country back here in the USA. What do you say to that, Mark?
I like it. That's what we've got to do. I've been seeing a lot of change up here with the Made in America, not only my store, but my distribution center, people demanding and requesting products. We've had two great weeks here, Mike, in the last week, especially Niagara Falls. You got foreign visitors, and they're coming in, and they're purchasing everything. We just had a great 2 weeks, so people are waking up. Your show's helping. I've got to talk to you about the movie that's going to, they're going to launch that tour. The tour bus is taking off Friday from Georgia, and that's hitting the road. And we do have to just continue to make people aware. Buying American works. I'm a manufacturer that lost half my business to overseas. Not only my product did I lose, but the 20 people associated with my product, from making pallets, making the staples, the shrink wrap, the labels. People don't realize when you unplug one thing how much it affects. And I think we got to make that very clear how important manufacturing is. They can talk about intellectual property, building, and technology, but manufacturing is how you create jobs. You don't really sit around 50 people and talk about an intellectual property and I'll work on it today. You need things to do and things to build. So buy American. And Mike, I've been fired up the last couple of weeks, and I got a big weekend coming up. So I'm pushing the movement.
Wonderful. And I tell you, I was at Larkin Connolly's SCORE event on June the 25th. And I have to tell you, I had the opportunity to really speak to hundreds of people. They had a wonderful attendance, and I gave out about 300 of my National Small Business Weekend posters and the Buy American Made campaign movement, and also gave out a flyer about American Workers Radio. And many of the people that came to that event that I had the opportunity to speak one-on-one. I stood in the middle of the aisle and spoke to every person coming out of the luncheon. And by the way, the luncheon was great. The speaker was wonderful. This is what we really need more of in the USA. Here, a private organization working with volunteers is doing all this great work, while our paid people are not doing what they should be doing. And in fact, Larkin, our paid people in Washington should be saying, how much can we give SCORE to help them continue the good work? I am your best advocate at this point. And I have to say this to you. Many of the people that were attending this event stopped me and said they were so glad they came there, because they learned more about what it's going to take to keep a business open. Many people go into business thinking, oh, everything is going to be wine and roses, and 6 months into the thing, it's a nightmare. These people learned a lot at that event. I learned a lot just from the speaker. The luncheon speakers from Sam's Club and J.J. Ramberg, I learned a lot from them. Larkin, I want you to know that, and make sure you spread that word to all the people there at SCORE.
Well, that word spread very quickly, and Michael, it was a pleasure to have you there. Gentlemen, Mark and Rich, I called Michael the morning of the event, and reminded him that he needed to bring his placards about, promoting the first weekend of the month. And he said, really? And as a result, he had to go back to the office and get them. And he ended up being about a half hour late, which didn't hurt him. But I want you to close your eyes and think about the last time you and 50 other people were on a used car lot. And the used car salesman walked out of the building and confronted those 50 people. That's kind of the way Michael looked when we were working that crowd. He absolutely stopped anybody and everybody. He was talking to the waitresses. He was talking to the lighting guy. He spoke to everybody, and he spreads a good word.
Well, I did my best, but Larkin, all the score people, I have to compliment them. They really did their best as well. I was really proud to be part of that event.
Well, I appreciate that, Michael. We have 54 members in the city of Philadelphia. They're lawyers, doctors, Indian chiefs, bakers, you know.
And you had a few hundred participants. It was very good. The luncheon and all the people going to the seminars were good. And many of them, when I gave them the poster, they said to me, this is a wonderful idea. When they read the back of the poster talking about helping to keep people employed and local delivery services. And remember, everyone listening, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first weekend of July is National Small Business Weekend. Kindly go out and spread the word to your family and friends and do as much shopping as you can locally.
So I'm not sure that everybody that ate lunch was a participant in the whole ceremony, but we fed about 370 people. So it was a great crowd. We go out of our way to make sure, not to make sure, because we don't deny anybody access to the event, but we're most... in the early going, we ask them if we can have their EIN number, simply because if they have an EIN number, then we know they have a functioning small business. And it was a great crowd.
Now, Larkin, I want to ask you. Now, we were advertising that. That was advertised all around. Mm-hmm. Did you have any political guests?
Yes. The session was opened by a friend of Scores and a personal friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of David O.
Very good.
Who was a city councilman, a first-term city councilman who is doing a lot of import-export work, has been to China promoting Philadelphia products, and he is Asian himself, so he feels comfortable in those atmospheres. But yes, David gave opening remarks to everybody there, and there were a lot of people from Philadelphia, a lot of people from Delaware County and Montgomery County. We had them from everywhere.
But I would love to see more events like this, because this is what it's going to take. And the reason I'm asking is I would like to see the actual elected people attending an event like that and doing the same type of promotions that I did. Let them know what's happening in the small business world, what they need to take back to their council chambers or their legislatures, because people cannot take all these taxes. They're being driven out of business simply to pay the taxes.
Exactly. And but David's is a great lover of the small business community. We at SCORE are going to try to do a lot with him. And, of course, I've talked to him on a couple of occasions about our radio program and would love to have him on. He's just
absolutely
small business oriented. And
I know, David, he would be a great guest. And Larkin, I'm depending on you to make sure he gets here.
Alakazam. Nothing up this sleeve, nothing up this sleeve. I can make that happen.
Well, this is Henry has been on the go for several days. He was out for a few days with his four kids, and boy, he's looking for having the day of 4th of July off, as we are in historic Philadelphia. And I want everyone to know that they can see the schedule of not only the events taking place in Philadelphia, sponsored by Wawa and the city of Philadelphia, but they can also see the events taking place in historic Philadelphia simply by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And right on the top, there is a link that directs you to everything that is taking place in historic Philadelphia. I want people not only to come to the Parkway and the fireworks and everything else, I want them to come to see the Liberty Bell and the Constitution Center and the Polish American Cultural Center at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia.
Listen, what Philadelphia does during the 4th of July weekend, obviously with our attachment to the Constitution and the founding fathers of this country, they spend an awful lot of money. Wawa's behind it, Comcast is behind it, a lot of support for that event. And this morning I was listening to ABC, I can't remember which network, and they put up the Travel and Leisure magazine's top 25 cities to spend the 4th of July in, and Philadelphia was 13th.
Oh, my.
And Detroit was in front of us, and Cleveland was in front of us.
I want to make sure that everyone knows that we have a great place for them to come to visit the independent small area. Everything is open and ready to go. On the 4th of July at 11 a.m., there's a great parade on Chestnut Street right in front of Independence Hall. And we also will be having some things going on this evening. There's a concert in front of Independence Hall and a parade tomorrow at 11. And then after the parade, I'm inviting everyone to stop over to the Polish American Cultural Center there at 308 Walnut Street, where, by the way, we have some great Polish water ice for sale. You will not believe how great this water ice is. But, Rich, how is the weather down where you are?
You guys got it hotter, I think. I think you guys got it hotter up there. Our weather's been it's been great. We've got 4th of July activities lined up as well down here. When I come into Philly next month, Michael, I'm going to, as I always do, customary when I'm in Philly, I'm going to hit up all those locations that you just mentioned. So I'll be in Philly in about 6 weeks. So really looking forward to that. This is really one of, for me personally, it's one of my favorite times of the year. We can do all of the things that we can do and enjoy these things because of the, you know, for the actions that others hundreds of years ago committed. And it's just a great reminder for everything. And businesses here definitely take part in it. Small businesses in particular. You know, I just want to mention, if I may, a comment on we were talking about the taxes. You guys were talking about that. You know, I think this, I'll use a business analogy that I'm sure everyone is going to understand. The way that economically we're being governed right now, it's not with a thriving mindset. It's with a survival mindset.
I agree.
And we need to graduate from this, because while we're just focused seemingly all the time on survival, there are other places around the world that are beginning to thrive and are beginning to become attractive places for businesses. And economically, we are, yes, in a global economy. And realistically, there's always going to be competition. It doesn't mean that we still cannot lead in the global economy. We're still number one right now, but our mindset here collectively within the government itself is to simply survive via, let's say, a combination of cuts and taxes. If we need to tax, we should make sure that we're spending all of our money wisely. And I don't think realistically we can look at spending in the United States, at least on a federal level. And I could rattle off plenty of state examples as well, where monies are just, you know, they're just wasted. They're in, they're out, and to make up for it, we need to either borrow or we need to tax. And where does that leave us? It leaves us with an attitude, a mindset of just trying to stay afloat.
And right. And Rich, Rich, I'm sure that Mark and Larkin and everyone listening will agree that too many people, especially businesses and the American people, allowed businesses to leave because they sat back and said nothing. As years and years passed, taxes were raised because they needed to keep social programs going, but not concerned about businesses being taxed to death and running out of the country. They're leaving. They left the country. Now we have to bring them back. Mark knows that better than anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've talked to probably 10 businesses in the last 2 weeks because I myself keep getting bombarded by my insurance company. They hate that my motto is, you dream it, we build it. I'm getting bombarded by banks where they want paperwork every week. And I always said, you know, we got to bring back, you know, you want people to be able to live the American dream. And Larkin, you could relate with entrepreneurs. I feel bad for them in this tough climate. I've been in business over 24 years. And the way the banks are coming at me, and they want paperwork every week because they hate risk takers, is what it comes down to. And that's how America was built, and I think that's what we're talking about. We need, if we're just in the survival mode, we got our heads down, we're not thinking. We want people to be creative. We want ingenuity. We want people to think and dream again, and we've got to get people free where they can do that, less red tape. But these banks lately, we've talked about it before, we need them to lighten up and realize, you know, when you got 24 years of business, we are risk takers, but you got to give us time to react, and you got to help us get going and, you know, have capital to grow. And it's just been extremely difficult, and I've talked to over 10 businesses. I don't care if you're making flowers, if you're into towing, recovery, what type of business, and you probably, Rich, too, could agree, but it's been very tough, especially my insurance company hates to see us into so many things. And I just had the banker in from Pittsburgh last week, Stanley from Citizens, and he came up, and I said, we're a certified nut house. I said, in 2 hours, Stanley, we're going to show you that. And he couldn't believe. I made him dizzy with all the things we're in, not only General Welding with the Made in America store, but I said, you've got to work with us. So, I mean, that's just my take. We got to get back to making it okay to grow, making banks lighten up a little bit and give us and let us take these, you know, some chance and some risk, because if we don't, we won't grow.
And well, you know, the number one thing behind that funding, if and when the banks do start to release the capital, is jobs.
Right.
I mean, you know, a significant percentage of the money that they could give you as second or third tier funding, Rich, is going to be money that you're going to use to grow your business. And when you grow your business, you grow it through hiring people to do the jobs that you need to get done.
You know, at one time we had a first-time home buyers program through our agency. And that was the same type of situation where people learned about what it's going to take to go from renting to owning their home. That's exactly the idea that SCORA is doing. They're telling people, well, you're in a job right now and you want to start a business, this is what you're going to need from A to Z. And that's really a very important service, because that helps to cut down on the dreamers dreaming but then failing in the process.
Right. And Mike, one big thing is cash flow. I mean, cash flow, Rich, you've got it. And Mike, you know, cash flow is the blood of the business. You've got to keep the cash flow. But I just did 10 stainless steel dump bodies for a utility company. I bought the bodies for $60,000 back in January. I built the trucks. Now I bill them. Now you wait 90 days because the payment climate is way out there. But banks have to understand this. You know, we have to have, if you're in business for 24 years and been doing a pretty good job, you've got to, if I'm having trouble getting capital or they're checking me every week and policing me, it deflates you. And that's what I'm trying to explain to the bank. You know, we need, you can't take monthly pictures a lot of times in a business. You got to give quarterlies, or, you know, you got to wait until the end of the season. So, I mean, it's just very hard. We got to get, they've got the money and they've got to make it, you know, us to be able to get it easier, because that's a big problem. Without capital, without cash flow, you can't run.
Exactly. And banks somehow don't understand that. And when they do finally understand that, they bring in this element, I like to act like it's new, called factoring. And they take your invoices, they select the ones that they think are relatively good with strong backgrounds, and they whack those invoices with a percentage that looks something like consumer credit cards, 15%, and it's, that doesn't help cash flow. I mean, it puts a little cash in your pocket, but it's raping your bottom line.
You have to make a profit in order to keep that cash flow going. All of a sudden, the infusion is great, but then you have to get to the point where you have something coming in on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause now for a few messages. As we listen to some patriotic music in the background, I would like to note that we are marking the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, the turning point of the Civil War in America. And of course, during this 4th of July, they have many events taking place in Gettysburg as well. And the next portion of our broadcast today is being presented with Independence Day greetings to all from Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia, and also by Polka Deli, and they're at 2719 Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia, as well as by the Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance organization. And Nina Tita of J World Travel wishes all of you a very enjoyable 4th of July. And by the way, to see all of the events taking place in Philadelphia, I encourage you to go to tristatevisitors.com. Tristatevisitors.com. It is a travel information guide for all of our members, supporters, and listeners. Check it out, and you'll be very pleased to see what's going on in historic Philadelphia. Just click on the Plan Your Visit to Philadelphia link. Also, Independence Day greetings from Dr. Włodzimierz Zinn of Everest Dental, located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, and also by the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA, marking their 140th anniversary of service to Polonia, and their main office is located in Chicago. However, their branch office is at 2636 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia. And also, greetings to you and yours from Martin Bednarek, who is the president of Washington Savings Bank, and they have five locations in Philadelphia to serve you. Stop by the Washington Savings Bank near you, and of course, always let everyone know that you hear about them right here on the American Workers Radio broadcast. And also greetings to you and yours from Dr. Eva Machak, and she has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One is at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond. The other is at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. Also, best wishes to you and yours from Mr. Jan Majewski, president of Giorgio Food, a symbol of quality since 1928, as well as from Greg Matiaszek of Father and Son Builders, the name you know and trust. Check them out on the internet by going to fatherandsonbuilders.com. Also, best wishes to you and yours from Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, always available to handle your legal needs, as well as from the board and volunteers of the Polish American Cultural Center at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia. For more information about all of their activities, check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, gentlemen, we have been a very special group, and I want to thank everybody that's part of our panel, because we have done great work bringing and maintaining this message to the American people. And I want to add also that if you go on Google and you put in a Buy American Made campaign or American Workers Need You, or American Workers Radio, it goes right to it. We're getting a lot of hits. People are spreading the word about all we're trying to do. And of course, our listeners love hearing from Larkin and Rich and Mark, and very much enjoyed Greg and Gas Buddy and his reports, which we'll have to have him on again. And also, we're going to have today around 20 of 12, Jude Watkins, also giving us a little bit of an update on what he's doing. But we're on the phone right now with Mark Andel from the Made in America store. And Mark, I want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods during this Independence Day holiday.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things planned, Mike. This is a big day. I'm like Rich and, you know, all of you. I love the 4th of July. I mean, it is our independence. It's a great celebration. I say thank a soldier every day, you know, not just on the holidays. But we've got a big celebration tonight in our local town, East Aurora, in a park setting. There's about 10,000 people. I got Ricky Lee, who I'm connected with a lot for country music, bringing his band out. We built a new stage trailer, and we're going to, you know, do 2 hours, a little speech, and then music for the crowd, and then have fireworks at 10. Then we go to a place called Jam in the Valley down in Varysburg, about 20 minutes from me, and they've got three national acts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We set up a 60 by 40 foot store. We're going to have about 3,000 of our products there, and we've got a stage, and we got some music coming. Even Artemis Pyle, that was the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, I've got in contact, and he's going to be playing with one of my friend's bands. So we're going to celebrate for the next 4 days and then some. That's what's going on with our local shows. And again, we take our show on the road. You know, everything's going to have products. We push the movement. And there's a great tool with music and our movement and rebuilding the American dream, pushing the just Buy American. And boy, do these people get it, you know, on the holiday. So we've got a lot going there. Niagara Falls is going to be real hot. You know, our store, we're open both stores in Elma and Niagara Falls. We're open 7 days a week, even the holiday, because we became a retail destination. And boy, is a destination. We're drawing people from all over. Just had a couple in for Virginia yesterday, Kentucky. I talked to them, but they're coming to this small store in Elma, and I love meeting them, guys. And it's just great to see. So we're then we got that American-made movie coming up, Nathan and Vincent. They were just on Fox Business. If anybody caught it last night, they opened it with the top story is the American-made movie launch. Nathan and Vincent are the producers. They get in their tour bus this Friday. They start in Georgia, then they go to Alabama, Mississippi, and they'll come up by us July 21st. So 32 cities in 32 days, and you guys are going to love the American-made movie. It's all about what we are about.
Wonderful. And you have to work on getting us that movie in Philadelphia. I really want to make a nice presentation of it.
Absolutely.
It's a must. And Larkin,
are they scheduled, Mark, to stop in Philadelphia?
They have right now Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Warren, Pennsylvania. They didn't have Philadelphia, and I don't know why. I did mention to them, and I'd love you guys to see. This is a private screening event. At first, they're creating buzz. They're running it like a political campaign, but it's a non-political movie. There's a $2 million budget. This movie is a game changer for the country. It's everything we talk about. So I will try to get it close to you. If not, somehow I'm going to get you guys to see this movie before. Now, remember, in August, it comes out in National Theater across the country. They've done a great job on it. I think, you know, it's just it's really going to make people see where we were after World War II, where we're, you know, what happened with global economy and whatnot, and what we've got to do to get it right. And it's not just Buy American. Rich, you're going to like it a lot. You'll see what I mean when you see the movie.
When do you expect that to be out in August?
That's going to hit Regal theaters across the nation in August. I'm not sure of the week, and I will let you know as soon as we do find out. But this private screening, to do 32 cities in 32 days is crazy. It's a tour bus wrapped with the American-made movie. So pay attention on news. We're following it on our Facebook. They're following it on theirs. They're actually video. They're actually going to film the whole trip, too, what they're doing. They're going to Harley-Davidson to their private screening. Washington, they're hitting. Paul Scott, or Scott Paul, is going to be on. It's pretty neat.
And by the way, I want to mention to you that you have that great hose on your internet site. And
yes,
you must send that to me with a bill, because
I'll
display that. I want you to know I have a big complaint. By the way, have you seen those ads on TV, the ones where it's that pocket hose? Well,
Yeah. Someone
did bring me a pocket hose, and of course, I thought it was great when I first saw it. I didn't like the color. It was this crazy looking green, but then I looked at it and I said, well, that's very interesting. But then, you know me, I went right away to the package, and when I saw it was where it was made, I said, it has to go back. Save your money, because they heard me talking about your hose on the radio, and that your hose looks perfect. And you know, you said it could last 10 years and it could go through knots and everything else. I want you to send me one of them.
Will do. My father just brought up that other hose you're talking about. I got to tell him then. Yeah. That's
No. Take a look at the packaging. Out. Yeah. It has to go. In fact, another person gave me one, and it's in my car. It has to be returned. I do not want it in my property when I know that there are American-made versions of it. And if there are not American-made versions of it, I'm putting on record right now, I'm looking for a company to do it. because I know that our listeners and the American people who are speaking up now more than ever are going to go out and buy a hose of that type. When I did go to the store, by the way, to the Home Depot, I'll mention Home Depot because they have it. The guy said to me, a lot of people are asking for it. And I looked at it and I said, yeah, somebody gave me one. And I told him to return it. He said, why? I said, because it's not made in America. And I do not want my neighbors looking at me using this green hose that, you know, is not made in America. You know, I'm...
You can't be. You're that guy, too. If I have a Canadian beer in my hand, they get me. You know, you can't do that. I got to be careful. I'm Yingling. 100% made in America. We just got duct tape in our store. Big story there. I met the CEO in Vegas at the hardware retail show, and we locked it in. Duct tape's an interesting company if you ever get a chance. 400 employees. That's a tough, you know, that came from World War II. They invented that to close down the ammo containers. But a pretty neat story with duct tape. And they make wallets and all things, and they changed duct. Used to be D-U-C-T. Now it's duct, D-U-C-K, and they use the duck as a symbol. But a pretty neat story behind duct tape.
And, Mark, we're going to have to sit down and talk turkey about promoting some of the products that are in your store. And some other people are asking me in early fall, after Labor Day, I'm going to make a big push to get people to buy all of their pre-holiday stuff American made. I want to make sure that those people are highlighted during our broadcast. I'm even going to ask some of them to maybe take little ads in our paper, on our internet site. We got to do something to support one another.
I was on vacation with Henry. We were on the same shore, but not the same part of the state. And there was a one square block piece of grass across the street owned by the city of Beach Haven. And they, every Saturday and Sunday, have this huge flea market. And when I say huge, I mean huge. I wouldn't even begin to guess how many booths there are there. And I said to my wife, you got to give me 15, 20 minutes to go over there. And she said, if you buy anything, I'm... I won't say that. But at any rate, I went through the place. And the first place I stopped were sweaters, all of them made in China.
Everything.
Thailand. The next one I went to, scarves, all made in China. All mm-hmm. of them. I mean, the whole bunch. And I talked to both of the owners, and both of them virtually said the same thing to me. We can't afford American goods. And I said, no, listen to me very carefully. You can't afford not to have American goods.
Right. And you can't, and they can't afford not to speak up to their merchandiser, by the way. And I must say this loud and clear. Their merchandisers are making a lot more money than those storekeepers realize.
Right.
Bringing exactly. in those foreign-made items.
So after two aisles, I finally ran into a guy who was selling license plates. And for the front of your car, if you don't have a double-plated, if you're not in a double-plated state, and I guess things that you hang up in different places, but at any rate, he had at the top of his back wall in big letters, "Made in America."
Excellent.
And I said, that's fantastic. And he said, virtually everything I have here is made in America, everything.
Wonderful. And if you want to see all the Made in America items that Mark offers, go to madeinamericastore.com and you'll be very pleased with what you see. Now, Rich, what is going on in your neck of the woods that you're going to be participating for the 4th of July?
Well, I'm going to head north, right up to probably Fort Lauderdale. They have, everything is beach related down here, right, guys? Everything for the holiday. So, we've got, there are some beach events and some kind of outdoor parties. I'm getting older now, so past 11, it's a little tougher for me, It's not like my older days when I could, instead of putting the whiskey on the torches, I'd just drink it. So now
yeah, at 32, you're getting old, boy.
Yeah, it's a little tougher for me now. We've got a lot of businesses down here are participants in holiday activities, and 4th of July is one of the, for summertime, which typically is slower in Florida, it's one of the busier times of the summer. I just want to say, Lark, congrats on the event that you had, and Mark, of course, with the film. Get those guys down to Miami. I got the Miami Mojitos ready. It's gonna be me and Jose, Jose B. We're gonna be making them all behind the bar. So. Those guys can get to Miami. I've got the theater to mark for you.
Maybe I got to take the bus over, Rich, and drive it down there.
Yes.
Come on down, guys. Come on down.
By the way, gentlemen, we have a very special guest coming on to visit with us now, Jude Watkins. He has been on with us before. He is the founder of AmeriLoop, and they're linked on the front page. Jude, how you doing, guy?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. You're on the phone with Mark Andel, with Larkin Connolly, and Rich Logis. And how about giving us a little bit of an update as to what you're doing with your internet site and how things are going?
Okay, well, I'd just like to say hi to everybody, and thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it. That's a big help. AmeriLoop is an online community to connect American businesses, manufacturers, farmers, retailers, and suppliers with each other and with their customers. And we're doing pretty well. We just launched a couple months ago, and right now have about 60 businesses on so far, probably about 150 consumer members. And there's all different kinds. We have furniture makers, we have clothing manufacturers, technology companies, footwear, publishing, tools. We have a lot of different sectors. And it's kind of like the point of it. I'd like to make it a comprehensive database of basically everything that's made in the USA, whether it's raw materials right up to finished products. And that way, companies will have a spot to look in America before they go elsewhere to outsource. We have everything we need right here. We just need a spot to find it. And hopefully that's what AmeriLoop can provide one day.
And Jude, what motivated you to start this internet site?
Well, my wife and I were watching the news one night, and we saw some pretty scary facts about where our country was headed and exactly what the future was looking like. And it was looking pretty bleak from what I was seeing on the news. And it was right after my son was born, and we started thinking about, you know, what's he going to do when he gets older, and how's he going to support his family? So we started looking at different options to see how we could help out. And eventually what we came up with was AmeriLoop. Try and connect everybody together and utilize what we have here in the States.
And you're exactly what I'm trying to promote these last few years. Why aren't our national leaders helping a person like yourself going after to help someone like Mark Andel and make sure that he gets every possible amount of publicity for his Made in America store? There's just no reason that everyone is not working together. From what I'm hearing on all the news is that they're worried about the world, they're worried about themselves, and as far as the taxpayers, forget it.
We need to start making decisions that make sense for America and looking out for ourselves. And I think that there should be grant money for businesses like AmeriLoop and for Mark's store. You know, it's promoting America. It's building a tax base. Why not have it? There's a lot of other things they could take money from that aren't doing anything right now.
Now, here's a question I asked Mark earlier, and I asked also Larkin. Have any political leaders contacted you, Jude, and said, Jude, this is a good idea. How can I help you promote it?
No, not yet. I've tried reaching out, and I'm going to try reaching out again. Hopefully, you know, something will happen. But
well, this is the sad part of our whole reality in the country. When I speak to elected officials, they have a million and one excuses. The biggest excuse that drives me insane is, well, it's going to take time away from what I'm doing for my constituents. That, to me, is a total... It's foolishness. If it was me, I would want to go on the record as the person introducing the legislation that's going to get America moving again. Then they say, oh, I don't want to upset our leadership because leadership wants to be the founding supporters of every movement. Well, then get after the leadership to do something. Don't give me all these stories. Let's do something positive. Or then they say, well, if one business asks for tax incentives, others will want them as well. So what's wrong with that? If you're going to be able to put people to work If you get those tax incentives, and they're mainly directed to get people to work, what's the big problem with that? I don't understand some of these people and how they think. But what I did see in the process of contacting these people over the last 3 or 4 years is that it's a million excuses, a million people holding back you getting access directly to them. They usually get in touch with me because they're afraid I will, you know, make more hell than it's necessary, and I will email and attack them publicly if necessary if they don't get back to me. But there's not enough people that have been speaking up over the years, as the first and early colonists did when they threw the chests of tea over in Boston Harbor. We don't have people, we don't have leaders like that with the brass to take the bull by the horns.
And one of the things that happened this past week that really kind of annoyed me, and is an indictment of our political system, President Obama, while he was out of the country, made an announcement that the I call it Obamacare, and that's not fair. There's a legitimate name for his health care program.
Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act. Thank you.
Which is unaffordable.
And they delayed it, by the way, for right. 1 year because it is unaffordable.
Well, that's my exact point. The president had to come out and say, we need to postpone this for another year because companies with more than 50 employees are being stretched now worse than it ever has been. What happened to the 550 senators and congressmen we have in Washington, D.C.? Did they not read this legislation?
No, Nancy Pelosi originally said you have to pass it in order to read it. And here we are stuck with this legislation. And it's the same thing with all the other legislation that they put on the books. They attach it to this and that. It's ridiculous. We should have everything on the internet. In fact, did President Obama not promise transparency? Did he not say that every piece of legislation would be on the internet for the American people to read it 3, 4, 5, 10 days in advance of the passage? I'm still waiting.
Well, it's hard to put on the internet because it's like 2,700 pages.
Well, it's okay. You can look for...
Well, the stimulus package was only 1,700, right?
Yeah. But Jude, tell us, what would you like to see done to help you promote your idea?
I think in the way of grant money, there's a lot of grant money that is only allocated for buildings and hard costs associated with businesses. In my case, if I had a building, it wouldn't have to be very big, but the site has the potential to connect thousands and thousands of businesses. So my costs would more or less be quote unquote soft costs for marketing purposes. But those kind of grants really aren't available, and I'm not exactly sure why. So for me, that would be a giant help.
And I would like to see those people come forward. In fact, if you have opportunities, why don't you email some of your local people up there in New York? You're in what part of New York?
Albany, New York.
You're in Albany.
Jude, could I get your website?
Yes, it's ameriloop.com. In fact, it's on the front page of americanworkersradio.com. I want to get you guys working together. And by the way, Mark, I must have access to that film so that I can go on a whole schmiggy about promoting it and getting people out. It has to be big. Larkin and I will serve Polish and Irish beer and Italian sausage, and we'll go wild over here.
And if you've ever seen Michael go on a schmagiggy, you'll know exactly how serious that can be.
Absolutely. I've got to work on it because you will love it. You'll enjoy it. You'll respect it.
I want to see it very much. And I'll tell you, I know that our local stations who are really starting to promote a Made in America campaign, Buy American campaign, Buy American Made campaign, which is our site that goes directly to our efforts. They're starting to do it because I can see, even in advertising, people are starting to hurt, because if you don't have customers walking in the door, you don't have those dollars that are going to be able to be directed toward advertising. So we've got to get the whole merry-go-round filled with people, and it has to be our own people promoting us.
And that's a SCORE mission to get out there, as you saw last Tuesday, and get everybody to understand that marketing is not the way marketing was years ago, where you buy TV space and ads in newspapers. You know, it's social media and all of the, you know, the good news is, or the bad news is, it's very complicated and very complex to understand how to create a program like that. The good news is it really is almost virtually free. So,
and you know what was very interesting about that, and I think, did you not have some dealings with SCORE Jude up where you were?
Yep, in the Albany area. Mm-hmm.
So you have an idea of what they do now. This is a national network. I was so pleased to meet so many of those people there at that event. And this is what we need more of, that type of networking, people talking. Over the summer months, last year we had a lot of people talking about American Workers Radio and American Workers Need You and things like that. More and more, and I'm looking forward to going out to many events over this summer season as well and talking to the people, because that's where you get that chain of movement going. Just hearing it on a radio once in a while is great, but seeing somebody shake your hands, give you a flyer, hear your concerns, and when we open up the microphones again in the fall, we are going to be able to hear from people direct. I get a lot of people say to me, I'd like to come on the show and tell my story and this and that. Well, come the fall, we're going to open up the microphones again and maybe even extend some of our broadcasting so that we can get people together. This is a recreation time of the year. People are on vacation, so we'll do our best. But Mark, you've done enormously good promoting the Made in America issue. I'm really pleased with what you've done. Jude, I'm really proud to promote what you're doing, and it is linked on the front page of our site, and I hope that people will go to it and take a look at it and see what, and don't be afraid to sign up on the site. Many people tell me, well, I'm afraid to sign up on these things because the next thing you know, I'm deluged with emails and requests and this and that. Don't be afraid. When you join these sites, you'll be able to go on as needed to look what you can find and stuff like that. We'll do our best to promote you and hope that you'll come on and join us from time to time as well, as Mark has. Mark has made an enormous amount of friends, people he has never met through this broadcast. But when they go, they say, I like the way that guy speaks. He's so sincere. He's so presenting. He's so welcoming. Why don't you urge him to come to Philadelphia? Another hint, Mark.
And Michael, Jude, good morning. And if I may say, Michael, Jude and I have been communicating a lot lately. Our company, RJL, is on AmeriLoop. Our company profile is fully updated. Our products are on there as well. There's only good to come from registering for this community. So, you know, I can assure everyone listening who's interested in signing up, there's no weird emails that are going to come into your spam for, you know, growth-related products. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, we haven't even started up the weekly emails yet. We're still waiting on that too. So really, the only thing that should come through is only notifications at this point. If somebody tries to connect with you or you get a message from someone you're already connected to. And we also do have a tour on you can take a quick tour right on the homepage at www.ameriloop.com. There's four videos there, and it gives you kind of an overview of what we're all about and what the system's capable of doing. And it's kind of geared towards smaller businesses at this point and local economies.
Are you supporting this effort on your own?
Yes. It's been all done through my and my wife's savings so far. We haven't had to outsource for anything yet.
Well,
but we're getting to that point.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be looking for funding. And
thank you for your service. I mean, I'm really impressed with that, because that reminds me of what I saw at Larkin's event. Many of those people were coming there to gather information before they put their foot in the water, before they put their hand in the mud to know exactly what's going to be their destiny. And I must compliment, and in fact, I want to encourage everyone listening to spread the word about National Small Business Weekend. It's another effort that we started through all of our friends here on AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com and American Workers Radio. It's been growing. When I was at the SCORE event, I gave out several hundred of them, and I must say, the people were really pleased. And just what you're doing there, Mark, and what you're doing there, Jude, is trying to get people to stay employed and be employed by our American companies. Now, we're not looking for everything, as I said a million times. We're looking to gain 50%. Can you imagine if just 50% of everything that we saw in our stores had an American-made label on it, how much better our economy would be? We wouldn't know what to do. I mean, we would not have enough people. And as we said, Rich and I discussed on past programs, in America, we need about 40 million jobs to be where we're supposed to be. The other countries together, just the Russians, the Brazilians, the Chinese, they're looking for 600 million new jobs before 2016, 2017. So America has a lot of work to do, and we have to go out of our way to make sure that that work is done. And people like SCORE, all their people involved in SCORE, and Mark, I can't compliment you enough, and Larkin's been doing a great job. And I want everyone to check out our site. AmeriLoop is listed on there, right under Made in America Store. And don't forget, Mark, you will send me that hose with a bill. Must have a bill.
How long do you want? 50 foot?
50 foot at least. I got a pretty large area that it has to go. In fact, if I need two, I'll have to let you know. But send me one, and it has to have a bill. And, of course, I'll let everyone know exactly how it's going to work for me.
Will do.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we close off our broadcast today, I want to thank Rich Loges, who I'm looking to speak with in the next few days, and also to say thank you to Larkin Connolly and to Mark Andel and to Jude Watkins. I'm encouraging you to let everyone know that they can listen to rebroadcasts of all of our programs by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. But I am going to close off today's broadcast today as a salute to all of our panelists and all of our listeners and all of you that are helping us celebrate National Small Business Weekend. Until next Wednesday at 11 or Saturday at 11, I wish you the very best. David Zenya.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy 4th, guys.
Michael.
Happy 4th.
Best wishes to all.